I found myself thinking a lot about heaven lately. My dad, whom I miss every day, is there, as are many of my friends and lifelong acquaintances. For some people, and you may be one of them, you've reached a point in your life where you have more family and friends in heaven than you have left on earth. If we allow it, these thoughts of death and separation can thrust us into a state of despair and depression and loneliness. Similarly, in our present situation, living in a world stopped dead in its tracks by a global pandemic, taking every precaution to avoid contracting the virus that has resulted in 324,000 deaths worldwide, those same feelings of despair, depression, and loneliness have overwhelmed many. However, as believers in Christ Jesus, who is the Savior of the world, we have available to us, through the Holy Spirit who lives within us, hope instead of despair, joyfulness instead of depression, and comfort instead of loneliness. Well, if that is true, why are there so many believers today who seem to be entrapped and overwhelmed with these negative emotions? I think there are at least two reasons. First of all, I think it comes from a lack of understanding the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. In John chapters 14 through 16, we have the most extensive description by the Lord Himself of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father would send after Christ's death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. In John 14, verses 15 through 17, we are told that the Holy Spirit was sent as a result of Jesus' request to the Father, that He is identical to Jesus in His role as helper and comforter, that He is the source and the communicator of truth, and that He lives within all true believers. In John 14, 26, Jesus identifies the Holy Spirit as the divine teacher who instructs Christ's followers in all things. In verse 27, we're given the promise of the peace of Christ Himself through the Holy Spirit's abiding presence, keeping our hearts from being troubled. In chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, we're promised the equipping power of the Holy Spirit as we go into all the world to spread the good news of the gospel. And in John 16:8, Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit will convince the lost world of their need for a Savior, convicting them of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And then in John 16:12, we learn that the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth as He speaks what He hears from the Lord, clearly communicating His words and His will to us. Knowing that the Holy Spirit does all these things for God's children should give us assurance and confidence in any situation or circumstance. Well, the second reason I believe that Christians today are overwhelmed with despair and depression and loneliness is the absence of total surrender to the Holy Spirit's leading in their lives. Even though He lives within us, the Holy Spirit will not automatically control our lives apart from our total surrender to His leading. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, Paul describes this continual, perpetual surrender as a dying to self so that we might live for Christ. He wrote, "I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." Someone has said that the trouble with being a living sacrifice is that we keep crawling off the altar. Although they're offered with good intentions, the sacrifice of our own self-interest in order to obediently follow Christ has a tendency to slither off the altar when trials and conflicts arise. Author Tim Keller describes a living sacrifice this way: "It means every day, every hour, every moment, right now, we have to be deliberately, consciously, and perpetually offering ourselves to Him. It's constant. It's never over. It's intense. Paul understood and practiced the requirement for daily total surrender, describing his commitment in Galatians 2:20. "I am crucified with Christ," he wrote. "Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." When we practice daily surrender to Christ, allowing the Holy Spirit to fill us and direct our every step, then the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control will be produced in us abundantly. An abundant spiritual fruit being produced in our lives leaves no room for despair, depression, and loneliness. So when you find yourself thinking about heaven as I've been recently, instead of being overwhelmed, be encouraged by the Lord's promise from John 14, verses 1 through 3, where we read, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you will be also." Thank you for listening, and God bless you.